Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Some of the players that had the 106-year-old Norman Lloyd in our Deadpool, which you should join, yep. Include Puss Told Me, gets a hit, as does Puss's pink sock puppet, that yep. gets a hit. Rawshank Redemption gets a hit.
That's a good one.
Nice.
I like that.
REO Teabagging gets a hit.
I've not heard that one.
Should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not. Stupid, man.
That's funny.
Yep.
Retro Sancho gets a hit, as does Rusty Fartsack.
Oh, God.
Think about that one for a second.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Everything about that is just horrible. Nope.
Rather not.
There's not one good word in there.
Yee.
And put them together, it's really bad.
Yeah, Sandusky Shower Swimmers.
That's not a good one either.
No.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Skim Beeble and the Dingles gets a hit.
That's a good band name. Good band name.
It is, as does Skipper Kellum. Slap a COVIDiot today gets a hit.
Oh, I like that.
And Socially Distance Uranus gets a hit.
Not anymore. The CDC said yesterday you could bring that anus towards us.
Yeah. Bring that planet.
Yep.
Yeah, I was reading about there's going to be a big VIP Eyes Wide Shut party in New York City next week. Invite only, like 80 people.
Oh, well, they're all vaccinated.
Did you get the
right
invite?
Now.
I did not.
They're all vaccinated. They can have sex, right?
I'm still waiting. Right. I think that's a requirement.
Okay, of course.
And then,
it
of
is.
Course, yeah, you got to wear a mask, but not one of your face.
No,
masks.
Your eye mask.
You got to wear the eye mask.
Yeah, sure.
So if it's VIP in New York, who's it? Like Sarah Jessica Parker and Cuomo?
Yeah, they're not naming names.
You mean Sarah Jessica Parker and who's she married to?
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I don't think they're swimming through a lube together. Maybe. No. Maybe.
Well, only she's invited.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller has to stay home.
Yeah, 80 hand-selected guests taking place in a luxurious three-story penthouse in downtown Manhattan.
And it's sex? They saying that?
This really sounds like you did get the invite.
Yeah.
It seems like you're reading from your email.
What
here.
Time do you have to be there?
Headline says a wild
with his
VIP
hat.
Group sex party is about to invade
group sex.
New York City.
All right.
Yeah, so it's an Eyes Wide Shut party.
They can't wait for you to stroll backwards into that room.
Ass first. No waiting.
Yeah, I'm looking for names.
And that's before the CDC came out. So good
for
them.
They had scheduled that quite a while ago.
They lucked out then.
Oh, they had one in September and October, but it was limited to 30 people. That was pre-vaccine.
Well, remember there were some rich Long Island, there were a lot of places. There were some rich places where they were testing people for COVID, rapid testing, before they walked into the party.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of crap for that, but I'm thinking you would have, I mean, back in the day when we were stuck in a house just going completely nuts, if you knew people that had a beach house and invited 60 people and they all got pre-tested, you'd have went to that party. I know I would have.
Yeah, the stories I read was like, you know, you pulled up
right.
and they would come and swab right. you at the car and you stayed in the car for like the 30 minutes
it.
Or
yeah.
whatever
until you got
for the rapid
results.
Test to come
and
back.
I know they got hammered, but they had a lot of money to do that, so why not?
Yeah.
I never really thought that was a big deal. At least they were doing it the right way. Because a lot of places, you know, there was a bunch of trailer courts that had people with no test all hanging out. So, and,
yeah,
you know,
once it became once it got to the point where tests were,
right.
were readily available,
right.
fine. If that's what you want to do, go for it.
If you had the luxury
yeah.
of doing a party like that.
Yeah, it says this May 15th Sex Fest requires a negative COVID test or proof of vaccination prior to entry.
All right. Oh, they should do the vaccination only, don't you think?
Well, one or the other.
I know, but the one... I would make them have all vaccines. You want to get laid, have the vaccine.
Yeah, I think I'd require that.
Yeah.
We will when we do our eye shut, a wide shut party.
Yeah. That the RSVPs are pretty low on those. You figure you'd invite 30 chicks, five would say yes. No.
Nope.
You would think.
No, you'd think. Nope. You'd think.
But if we're going to do a public event, we should do something like that.
An Eyes Wide Shut party?
Yeah.
Okay.
With limited access.
Yeah. To your 80 butt? People. Yeah. To your butt.
I'm sure we could get a sponsor to do it. Everybody want to get on board for a Todd and Tyler Eyes Wide Shut party.
Yeah, well, maybe we could find, like, you know, Jimmy's creepy hooded yeah. robes That's to get right. on board yeah. as your sponsor.
Yeah. Or you could roll off of somebody after you bang somebody and have the ranger looking at you like yesterday.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, you could sell tickets just for people to watch, too.
Yeah, but see, there's no jealousy that goes on at those Eyes Wide Shut parties.
Not supposed to be, right? That's why you bring a hooker.
If you're only a watcher, you got to bring your own sliding door to stand on the other side of.
I mean, if you're
the walk in with the door.
If you're the jealous type, you're not going to an Eyes Wide Shut party.
No.
Because that involves sharing.
Yep.
We have 80 people. That's a big orgy.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what a good size orgy is. But that certainly qualifies as an orgy. What did we set the standard at before?
I would think even in an orgy, though, I mean, people have the right to say no to something coming at them. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you see a girl being taken care of by her husband and some other guy or whatever, two guys, and a third guy goes, she's hot, and he starts walking, and she goes, no.
No, I think if you read those stories about these places, it's like consent is rule number one.
Right, yeah. But you know, some guys out there, just the wiener hanging out saying, anywhere.
Yeah, please. There's 79 people here.
Somebody,
I'm still in the
somebody
corner.
Touch me.
I went 0-79.
Pandemic, but there was a sex club. Man, I don't know if it's still in this town, if it's still functioning. And I'm sure every town has one. But you could go and watch if you were a woman. They would let women in unaccompanied. But if you were a dude, you probably had to be accompanied by a woman.
You had to bring somebody with you, right?
That would make it harder.
That's what Push told me, at least, yeah.
All right, let's get 9.5 Toad Luke's thoughts on this.
Oh, good.
Morning, buddy.
Great.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hey, great. We're good.
Nick goes great. What up, bud?
You know I listen to Doc Mina wholeheartedly. Yeah. I take everything that she says to heart and to brain to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
My question. I'm an old man, 48 years old.
Right.
I don't need any more babies.
Right.
Nick, did your mom get vaccinated and is she extra fertile? I need to know this before I get over there tonight.
Extra fertile. We did find out the vaccinations might make you extra tonight even. I don't need any babies.
Do I need to stop and get magnums or can I still go bareback? These are important issues, Nick, and I need your help.
Just keep your socks on.
Keep the socks on?
Yeah, well,
Got it.
Problem. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
See you.
What an ass.
So you were right by saying, oh, great.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any more babies. I'm surprised he's not fixed.
But you've always wanted a half brother or sister, haven't you, Nick?
Yeah, who's black?
Yeah.
Well, half.
Yeah.
No, they're black. Society sees those babies.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Yeah, oh,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not what he calls them.
Yeah. Oversized mulatto. He calls them oversized mulattoes.
His words, not
which
ours.
Is wrong. No, you're right.
Yeah. I finally watched the John Oliver from Sunday night, and it was a whole, his. Deep dive was into black people being discriminated because of their hair.
It was a good piece.
Oh, yeah, really interesting.
It was a really good piece. Yeah.
And Luke eliminated that problem by getting rid of his hair entirely.
Yeah, he just...
And half a toe.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Yeah.
That's a little extreme.
He's coming over tonight.
Well, it's Friday. Time to party, man.
Raw dog in the night, man. That's nice to hear, isn't it?
Well, he says he spends all this time with her and doesn't know if she's been vaccinated or not.
It's like they never talk.
Well, he just got, Dr. Mina said the vaccinations might make more people. Oh, she didn't really say that, but
that they would have that conversation.
Yeah.
That they would have had that conversation by now. Luke should have at least brought it
up.
I'm
sure it's an agreement.
Yeah, when he called, I was like,
satisfy each other and go on with your life.
I was like, Luke, do you want to share some orgy stories? He's like, no, not really. I got something else.
So he had some, just didn't want to share.
No, he says he didn't.
Yeah. He's a one woman at a time kind of guy. Either his baby mama or Nick's mom, apparently. Does she know about that bit? That a big black guy calls in and says he takes care of that?
I think so, yeah.
Has she brought the bit up with you at all?
I'm more curious if the baby mama knows about that bit.
Yeah.
So if he's still breathing, the answer is no.
That's the question. Right?
He's a lot of talk around her.
Yep.
She's used to him just spouting off around her. I mean,
oh, yeah. She's put up with his crap for years.
Yeah, she's used to him spouting.